Sigal Yusuf Summer has found her on a ladder on the Commonwealth Avenue Mall. She's hammering a tag high up into one of the trees.
It's basically important to like that caretakers like know how to identify which tree is which, so if there's any damage, they can come back and fix it.
Sigal is a rising sophomore at the O'Brien School of Science and Math. She's doing a six-week internship working for the Friends of the Public Garden, rotating through advocacy work, conservation, caretaking, and more. She's also getting paid $15 an hour, money that will go to books or to help out the family. Just as important, though, was learning to love those green spaces downtown.
I like being outside more, and I just wanted to get, you know, more vitamin D. Perks are so pretty, so yeah,
This summer, the Friends of the Public Garden had openings for 8 student workers. They wound up with 4. That's been a pattern this year. Boston has a rich network of nonprofits and city employees that see summer jobs as potentially life-changing for teens. But even with a restarted economy, those jobs haven't been easy to fill.
None of us are dealing with students lining up outside our door looking for jobs. That is totally unusual. That is unprecedented.
That's Neil Sullivan, head of the Boston Private Industry Council, which places hundreds of city students in jobs over the summer, where they can earn minimum wage or more. Sullivan has thought about youth employment as much as anyone, but this summer's sluggishness is still something of a mystery. He acknowledges, of course, that the labor market is running hot for workers of any age.
Stop and Shop on Morrissey Boulevard, Star at one end of Morrissey Boulevard, and another Star in Lower Mills. They are filled with teenage employees.
Sullivan says some students who might have signed up for one of the council's high-profile internships at Mass General Hospital or Sanofi are instead seeking out jobs in grocery or retail, where they can work longer hours and earn more. And since 70% of council students contribute summer earnings to their families, Sullivan says that makes sense.
That choice between short-term family income and potentially transformative experience, career exposure, that's a brutal choice.
Andres Lopera, a rising senior at East Boston High School, got a chance to work in a lab at Vertex Pharmaceuticals through the council. He doesn't want to be a scientist, he wants to become a pilot, but he still got a lot out of the experience.
It was mostly learning like life lessons. I think I could apply those values that I learned into like my career, how to be more organized, or if something doesn't go my way, how I could find a solution.
But not all workplaces were ready to teach those kinds of lessons. Ron Marlowe, who runs the SummerWorks program, which oversees hundreds of nonprofit jobs, says they actually did have a wait list of willing teens in August, but not enough organizations with room for them.
The challenges among nonprofits have not been fully resolved in terms of everyone being back in the office and therefore being available to supervise youth who would be there. You know, we're short on work sites.
In the end, as summer winds down, many students did have those potentially transformative experiences, but at the same time, dozens, if not hundreds, of enriching jobs went unfilled. Both Marlowe and Sullivan recognize one final potential cause. There's a sense of exhaustion among the young people they're trying to inspire. Andres Lopera agrees. After a challenging few years due to the pandemic, some of his classmates just didn't want a challenge this summer, too. Then again, he says many still worked.
I had a bunch of friends join the army. I had a bunch of friends that worked in a restaurant. So I don't think it was more of people not wanting to do it, but they didn't know about the jobs.
City organizations say they'll be checking in with students this fall to try to figure out what held them back this year. After all, another summer and all of its potential will be here before you know it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Max Larkin.